Surah Al-Kahf, verses 1 to 12.
Allah, who has revealed the book to his special servant, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَلَمْ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ عِوَجًا, and he has not placed the least crookedness in it. There is no flaw in its literary composition, nor any defect in its content, and its content is in harmony with wisdom and intelligence. There is no crookedness in the Quran, not in its composition, not in its meaning. قَيِّمًا, in fact, it is characterized by being قَيِّم, perfectly upright. لِيُنْذِرَ بَأْسًا شَدِيدًا مِنْ لَدُنْهُ, so that the book warns disbelievers in general, بَأْسًا شَدِيدًا مِنْ لَدُنْهُ, of a stern punishment from Allah in the hereafter. وَيُبَشِّرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, and to give those believers, وَيُبَشِّرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ الَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ الصَّالِحَاتِ, and to give those believers who do righteous deeds glad tidings, أَنَّ لَهُمْ أَجْرًا حَسَنًا, of an excellent recompense in the afterlife. مَاكِثِينَ فِيهِ أَبَدًا, in which they will reside and remain forever. Jannah. Ayah number 4. وَيُنْذِرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا اتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ وَلَدًا, and to specifically warn those disbelievers of a stern punishment who say, اتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ وَلَدًا, Allah has taken for himself offspring. And the crime of attributing offspring children to Allah was very common amongst the Arabs, the Christians, and the Jews to some extent. مَا لَهُمْ بِهِ مِنْ عِلْمٍ, مَا لَهُمْ بِهِ مِنْ عِلْمٍ, they have no evidence or proof of it. وَلَا لِآبَائِهِمْ, nor did their forefathers have any evidence or proof of it. So they said, we are on the way of our forefathers. They also have no proof and evidence of it, that Allah has offspring. كَبُرَتْ كَلِمَةً تَخْرُجُ مِنْ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ, what an enormity of an utterance it is that comes out of their mouths. And the reality is that يَقُولُونَ إِلَّا كَذِبًا, they utter nothing but falsehood, which has no logical premise that Allah has a child, nor can it be validated in any way. فَلَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعٌ نَفْسَكَ عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمْ, so as for you being so distressed, and this is the part of consolement, as for you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, being so distressed and grieved about their kufr and disbelief, لَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعٌ نَفْسَكَ, it appears that you could almost destroy your life grieving due to them not believing in this Quranic message. فَلَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعٌ نَفْسَكَ عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمْ إِن لَمْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِهَذَا الْحَدِيثِ أَسَفًا, it appears that you could almost destroy your life grieving due to them not believing in this Quranic message. So what does Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala want? So do not grieve to that extent. Do not grieve, Ya Rasulullah, to that extent. Why? The world is an abode of test and trial, where both iman and kufr will exist and thrive. It's a place of test. Some will pass and some will fail. Some will be mu'min, some will be kafir. Consequently, إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا مَا عَلَى الْأَرْضِ زِينَةً لَهَا, we have made whatever is on earth an adornment for it, so that by its attraction, لِنَبْلُوَهُمْ, we may test them and observe, أَيُّهُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا, who among them is best indeed. Allah has made the dunya alluring, capturing, attractive, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has made it a test. So who is deceived by the fleeting attraction of this world and becomes unmindful of Allah? And who does not get trapped by it and remains devoted to Allah? It is a test. And since this is a real test, some would fail and live in kufr. So do not be consumed with extreme distress and grief. So continue to fulfill your task. Ayah number 8, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَإِنَّا لَجَاعِلُونَ مَا عَلَيْهَا صَعِيدًا جُرُزًا, and do not be preoccupied about the outcome of the kufr. We will deal with them in due course. And the day will come when جَاعِلُونَ مَا عَلَيْهَا, we are going to transform all that is upon the earth into a barren ground. So when the trumpet will be blown, everything will be destroyed, shattered, and the entire earth will become one flat piece of land, nothing on it. And that then will be Qiyamah. We go to the next passage. The concept of Risala featured in the above passage. The next passage commences with a discussion on the people of the cave, Ashabul Kahf. And relating about the Ashabul Kahf is one of the evidences of the Risala and the prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, for he had not learned about them from any source. Consequently, the polytheists of Mecca tested Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's credibility by posing three questions to him, which they had been directed to ask by the Jewish scholars of Medina. The first of these is about the reality of the ruh, وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الرُّوحِ, and its response is recorded in the previous surah. The remaining two, the story of Ashabul Kahf and Dhul Qarnain, are recorded in this surah. So when the Jewish scholars told the polytheists to ask about the people of the cave, they also said, for there is a strange and marvelous story about these people. And the ayah alludes to their statement, as will be seen. Now Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives a brief introduction in ayah number 9 and 10 and 11 and 12 before going into the details of this surah. Ayah number 9, أَمْ حَسِبْتَ أَنَّ أَصْحَابَ الْكَهْفِ وَالرَّقِيمِ. Do you consider that the companions of the cave, Ashabul Kahf, the companions of the cave, and Ar-Raqim, there are many opinions about what Raqim means. Some say it's inscription, but there is an opinion that is the people of this mountain, companions of the cave or companions of the mountain. And these are two titles for the same incident or for the same people. كَانُوا مِنْ آيَاتِنَا عَجَبًا. Do you consider that they were a marvel among our signs? Do you consider them a marvel among the many signs of Allah's greatness and power? For there are many more greater and wondrous signs of His power than that. So the Yahud said, it is a very marvelous story. There are many more marvels in the Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which are greater than the story of the sleepers of the cave. So in brief, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said, إِذْ أَوَلْ فِتْيَةُ إِلَى الْكَهْفِ. Recall and recount when the young men fled from an irreligious king, and awal fityatu ilal kahf, and they retreated to the cave, which will be described in due course what type of a cave it was. And in supplicating to Allah, they said, faqalu rabbana atina min ladunka rahma, O our Lord, grant us a special mercy from you, wa hayyi' lana min amrina rashada, and give us right guidance in this matter of ours. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, ayah number 11, فَضَرَبْنَا عَلَىٰ آذَانِهِمْ. So we responded to their supplication, and ضَرَبْنَا عَلَىٰ آذَانِهِمْ, we cast a cover of sleep over their ears. سِنِينَ عَدَدًا, in the cave, for a number of years. It means, so that no sound awakened them, and they remain in deep sleep for a very, very long time. ثُمَّ بَعَثْنَاهُمْ, then after many years, we awakened them from their sleep, لِنَعْلَمَ, so that we may reveal which of the two groups, أَيُّ الْحِزْبَيْنِ, which of the two groups, أَحْصَى لِمَا لَبِثُ أَمَدًا, which of the two groups were most precise in calculating the extent of time they stayed there in the cave. So when they woke up, they asked one another, how long have we spent here in this cave? And that will come in the next rukus. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals all of this. Inshallah, we'll do the tilawa and complete it, inshallah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا. قيما لينذر بأسا شديدا من لدنه ويبشر المؤمنين الذين يعملون الصالحات أن لهم أجرا حسنا. ماكثين فيه أبدا وينذر الذين قالوا اتخذ الله ولدا ما لهم به من علم ولا لآبائهم كبرت كلمة تخرج من أفواههم إن يقولون إلا كذبا فلعلك باخع نفسك على آثارهم إن لم يؤمنوا بهذا الحديث أسفا إنا جعلنا ما على الأرض زينة لها لنبلوهم أيهم أحسن عملا وإنا لجاعلون ما عليها صعيدا جرزا أم حسبت أن أصحاب الكهف والرقيم كانوا من آياتنا عجبا إذ أوى الفتية إلى الكهف فقالوا ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة وهيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا فضربنا على آذانهم في الكهف سنين عددا ثم بعثناهم لنعلم أي الحزبين أحصى لما لبثوا أمدا آمنت بالله صدق الله مولانا العظيم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.